USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden made another plea for diplomacy in his speech at the White House as the world watches to see if Russian President Vladimir Putin orders an invasion of Ukraine.
The United States is prepared no matter what happens. We are ready with diplomacy, and we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine, which is still very much a possibility.
Biden said Russia has now amassed over 150,000 troops on the Ukrainian border. Experts are saying that an invasion of Ukraine would destabilize world energy markets, resulting in drastically higher prices at the gas pump. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are continuing to decline across the United States, but more than 2,000 Americans are still dying every day due to the virus. The U.S. is now averaging 151,000 new COVID-19 cases, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, a difference from the peak of more than 800,000 cases per day just a month ago. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
It looks like President Biden is asking for even more money for coronavirus relief. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Katie Lewis.
The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It looks like President Joe Biden has rejected another of former President Donald Trump's executive privilege claims, deciding that Trump White House visitor logs should be handed over to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A letter from Chief White House Counsel Dana Remus to the National Archives said the president has determined that's not in the best interest of the United States and therefore not justified. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Less than a month after tweeting a video declaring he will not be vying for governor in the upcoming Democratic primary, former Mayor Bill de Blasio took to the same medium to share the news he's not going to run for the 11th Congressional District, which now includes his Park Slope home, on account of newly redrawn maps. He briefly considered challenging former Representative Max Rose in the Democratic primary for the swing seat currently held by Republican Nicole Malliotakis. Though he did not officially launch a bid, he reportedly opened an exploratory committee and commissioned a poll. But de Blasio's approval ratings continue to be low among white voters, both left-of-center Democrats and law and order moderates who inhabit Staten Island neighborhoods included in the new district. And the family of Bob Saget has filed a lawsuit to block the release of records from the investigation of his sudden death. The comedian and actor who was most famous for his role as Danny Tanner in the sitcom Full House was found dead in a Florida hotel room on January 9th. Saget died from head trauma, according to his family. The chief medical examiner said that the matter of death was an accident. Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, and three daughters filed a lawsuit against the medical examiner's office and the Orange County Sheriff seeking injunctive relief to prevent the release of any records, including photographs, video, and audio recording, and statutory protected autopsy information related to his death. The preliminary autopsy showed no evidence of drug use or foul play, but in an update last week, it was the opinion of the medical examiner that Saget died from blunt head trauma. For the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.